Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There comes a point in time when you can't even resist your enemies anymore. You just have no power, you have no strength left, and you're just going into captivity. And it's pretty much God saying, I've tried everything to get your attention, and you're not listening to me, so you're going to be taken and sold as slaves to your enemy, what he says.
Yeah.
And first he sends people in. He allows people to be sent in, to, but he actually sent them in, if you read about Israel, to raid his people. Because his people, you understand, they were pagans. They totally left God, the knowledge of God, and just wanted to begin to do their own thing. And that's what's happened today, in today's culture. As a matter of fact, I believe it was in Oregon, Seattle, there was people in the town square dancing around a golden calf in belly dancing type things, and it's just amazing how, you know, once you're given over to something, it's like, do you realize what you're walking out here? And then, so here we are at this point, and you start looking, you know, is the church in America going to wake up? You know, and the one thing that we have to respond to, remember, the first thing that happens is God was sending raiders, and you can see this, it's called This Generation on VFN TV. Don't give up hope. Even for a pagan generation, this stuff has happened over and over again. And but God rescues his people when they begin to turn back to him. But in that, he sends raiders to just take away all the stuff and things and everything that his people wouldn't give up and wouldn't honor him with. Then, and maybe that's going to get their attention. And it's like, everything's being taken away right now. It seems like you're actually doing well when you're borrowing money. But the truth is, they're going to start calling for their loans. You can get this false sense of doing well. And when you borrow money, I'll never forget years ago when I got my first loan, I had this sense of like, wow, it was amazing. You know, and
until that statement came in, man.
Well, you know, I was very young. I was probably 17 or something. I don't know what I was, 18. And you just have this ignorant sense of, you know, this is great. Mm-hmm. And then you think, because it's a false feeling that's not your money. That's somebody letting you borrow their money, but you still don't know it yet because the first payment's not due. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the payment comes due. And then you start realizing more and more of your life now is starting to have to pay for what you borrowed in the past. So if you don't gain wisdom from that, you think, well, I need to borrow some more money so I can have what experience that I had prior to that. And so if you fall captive to the American mindset, you would go borrow more money. And you have that feeling for a moment, and you're able to take care of some things. But eventually, just like the first loan, you're going to have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. And eventually, your entire income for that month is committed to debt service because you're paying off loan A, loan B, loan C, loan D, and you have no money left. Mm-hmm. Well, it was not true. You really weren't doing well when you were borrowing money. You just felt like you were doing well. And now, not only were you not doing well before you borrowed money, now you're not doing well and you're indebted to the lender.
Right.
Now, you know, your things and stuff are going to be raided if you don't pay attention to the taskmaster who now rules your life. And I encourage you, you know, do everything you can to get out of debt, lower your debt down. Don't take on extra stuff right now, because everything that you owe, it looks like, you know, the adversary is going to begin to control, you know, God's people and the people of the land. China, at any moment, could begin to call their loan back. Although their economy is kind of struggling right now, if they do that, that leaves no choice but for the American government to respond and pay their money back.
Right.
I mean, Germany asked for their gold, by the way, and they said, okay, it's going to take us 7 years to get it. You know, we don't know where we put it at, but we're going to get to it. And they said something like, we're going to give you like 10% of it.
All right.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
You get 10% of it. And it's like, wow. And you really think that if something happens that you're going to be able to run to the bank and go, hey, I need some money. They say, okay, I'll tell you what, it's going to take us 7 years to get it out, but we're going to give you 10% of it in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to show you, they told a whole nation that it's going to take, we're not going to give you all your gold, but we'll give you like 10% of it, whatever it was. And it's going to take 7 years for the whole process to happen.
Wow.
Of course, probably it's war debt and things, you know, if you, we'll help you out if you put your gold with us or something. But it's just amazing what's taking place right now. And so I want to encourage you, begin to think wisely and get free. I think about the shrewd young manager that Jesus talked about. That this is Jesus. This is God talking through his son, Jesus, Emmanuel, God in the flesh. You've seen the son, you've seen the father. He said this. He said, there was this manager that found out that he was going to be fired. He found out he was going to be fired and for not doing a good job or whatever. And so he was collector. He would collect for his boss. You know, they would come and they would give grain and different kinds of products for his master. And he would, for his boss, and he would pay them or he would charge them for them coming to get products, for example. And when he found out he was going to lose his job, he realized, he says, man, I says, I'm too proud to dig ditches, I guess you would say. But I'm too proud to be a servant. And he said also that he's not going to have anything. So he needs to say, yeah, I need to start doing some things, being nice to these folks, so at least I'm welcome into somebody's house.
Right.
You know? And you'll find out the practices in America that if leaders don't change their way, because you only leave for a period of time anyway, is you won't be welcome in anybody's house.
That's right.
And so this is Jesus telling the story. And so what the man does, he starts calling people in. He says, how much do you owe my boss? And the man, they would say something like $1,000. He said, well, I'll cut it in half. Just pay $500 and you're free.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else, he says, how much do you owe? And they said something like, you know, I don't know, $500 or whatever. And he says, just pay a percentage of it. Don't worry about it. You're taken care of. And Jesus said this boss man came to this employee and commended him. I mean, what kind of boss is going to, you know, go, oh, just thank you for giving away my products and my finances?
I never understood that.
Well, the whole thing is this, is that it's all God's.
Yeah.
And he understood the priority of things, and the priority of things is to be good to people and not just to get your stuff and things and treat people bad. And it has nothing to do. It boils down to how you're treating God and how you're treating others, by the way, and how you're treating others is how you're treating God. And so Jesus said, the manager, the boss man comes in there and tells this guy, man, he commended him. He's like, great job. I can see the ceremony now. I just want to thank him. He did such a good job. And he called him a shrewd manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because he began to make decisions that were based on his reality. He realized, hey, you know, I'm not going to have a job. And this is where America is right now. We need to start making better decisions, understanding that our future is going to be different than our present.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you can do is stop just living for yourself. You know, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to have denied yourself and follow Jesus anyway. So, hey, this is a good time, this side of history.
All right.
Start doing it now. And so afterwards.
Figure it out now.
And in the words that I'm telling, you know, that, you know, Pat can testify to, you know, I don't ever call myself a prophet, but it seems to be prophetic words come out.
That's right.
I'm shocked. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's prophetic. But was many people are going to be losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had a job by that time. Everybody's all employed, spending all their money around the world, around America. And of course, everybody looked at me strange. And I said, there's going to be a day that CEOs, former CEOs of organizations will be standing in Walmart, working in Walmart, and be happy about it and be thankful and grateful that they just have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I heard on the news, a particular man that was worked in the banking industry, CEO type, that was out of a job for 2 years. And there's obviously a lot of people out of work. And it doesn't seem that our government's concerned about it.
Right.
And he said on the interview, when he got finally got a job, he got a job as a branch manager, you know, from CEO, leader of bank industry, mm-hmm. to just a branch manager. Something on the branch manager, but you understand that's, for him, it would be a humbling
thing. Huge job.
They said, well, how do you think about this kind of presented way as a demotion? And the guy says, I'm just grateful. I get up every morning and I'm grateful to have a job. I just did not realize how fragile this thing is. And see, God holds all things together. And this shrewd young manager that Jesus gave us an example of, he realized that God is in control, and it matters how you treat people, and it matters more so the horizontal and the vertical versus what's happening in the economies and what's happening in business, what's happening with your stuff and things. And if in the end you still love people and they still care about you because you did right before them and God, then you did well. No matter how it turns out, you'll be commended too. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back in a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.